put this label. It was not over there. Over there, they were very serious in religion. But it is this. Which one you would follow if you were there? The guy who are hanging on intelligence, or the guy who will say, no, let's be different. You will go to the intelligence. And they did. They even became the ruler party, and they vanished after people revolted against them, because they were pitiless, very harsh. Does that remind you something? They were very harsh, they took it to the extreme, and they were not that honest. Imagine a caliph that will pray to God. Between two prayers, he will stop, he will go out, and will cut the head of someone, and will come back and goes to prayer. This is al-mustaqsim billah. That ruthless, that heartless. And they should be. You will be. If the decision and the leading of a nation is on your hand, and you want to do it precisely as God says, according to your intelligence, what do you do? Rule. This is the book from Prophet. This is the rule. Follow the rule. And love is exception, is not rule. They forgot about love. They became ruthless believers, harsh one, and they ended up to be against the people. People get rid of them. Not completely, their philosophy changed. After a couple of centuries, somebody picked it up. These are Shi'is. They believe that Quran is the rule. Then it get all together and it became this after. Here, Maulana will tell you, those logical fellows, they are realists. And realism is not it. Because realism is for the intelligence, is for the animal. The Sunnit, the traditional followers, these are good. Because it's not about rule. It's about love. To him, Prophet didn't came here to give you the rule of life. The rule of life, a wolf knows the best. Right? They work together. They are top predator. They are intelligent. They are wolves. Rule of life doesn't need prophecy. It needs knowledge. Yes. Prophecy is something else. They say, wait a minute, first thing first, because I'm talking within Islam, because he's a Muslim. So his examples is there. Say, because of this, let me tell you, the intelligent fellow, these Mu'tazili, they believe in information which is coming to me from five senses. We have five senses, and these five senses will inform us. They said, this is no good. Because these five senses exactly is the same thing which is helping the wolf. I don't want to be a wolf or a nightingale even. I want to be a human being. What is the difference? There is a difference which intelligently you will not find. This is something that it brings up. You remember we talked about these different senses? We believe in another set of five senses which belong to human being only. And we could really prove it that it's only ours, because we know how it started. How did it start, all these human stuff? Do you remember? Rumi will go to a Quranic verse that God will say, oh, I was Karim and I paid attention to this human being and I taught him the names. That's when we start to grow. The seed of we is what? You. What is the seed of we? If by we, I don't mean a gang, because that's the wolf. I picked up wolf because they are a pack, and they communicate, they plan together, and they hunt. I'm talking about another we, which is only in human beings. The seed is, you should remember from Quranic verses, said, I taught him the names. Knowing the name means entering the space of abstraction, because name doesn't exist, it's an abstraction. The word, language, this communication. I'm talking about a communication which has nothing to do with two animals that communicate with sound. I'm talking about the word. This is our beginning. This is the seed. Because when we talk about we, is that something which is within us, in none of us? It's in a way, in a language outside there. We say, that we. We should start from that we which is not hanging upon these five senses I have outward, five senses that you could find in me, which are deeper and deeper and deeper. The first layer is common sense. What is common sense? That's the beginning of we. So we talk about some new senses which are in me and in we, because that's we. The first is common sense. What it means, common sense? It means we had understood each other during these centuries of development and so, that we don't need to talk, argue about something. Some of the stuff of this universe are common sense. Everybody knows it. I mean, I don't have to go to details and argue with this gentleman that what you did yesterday is good. I explained to some others that somebody needed help and he stopped to help the guy. We don't argue about the value of this. We know this is good. Common sense, right? We leave our argument and our microscope when there is a very special subject about the general rule of life. We know it all. He said, it starts from that. What is the difference of that and me looking at you? You tell me. Because that is supposed to be, I know, is the gate between that invisible and this visible. But what is the difference? The difference is, you can never say somebody has a common sense if that somebody is Robinson Crusoe, living in an island, not living with other people. Is there any common sense over there? Common sense is in we, it's not in me. That's the beginning. You don't talk to me, you say, this is common sense, means you are stupid, you have to notice it. Everybody knows this. This doesn't need to be argued about. It's common sense, isn't it? That's the beginning of this. So the exterior side of these five senses is common sense. When you go deeper, you'll find something that no animal could have it. And that's imagination. Do not forget that that imagination is the beginning of something that no animal could do. And that's that magical word, creation. Creativity is based on imagination. Do you remember creativity? Creative. Creator. You see, that adjective that he puts something from himself in we, and that's imagination. We could imagine, means we could understand something that doesn't exist. We could even create it. Creators will find something that doesn't exist. They bring it here, they start with imagination. So the next one is imagination. But it doesn't stop there. You go deeper in imagination. What do you find deeper in imagination? Illusion. Because imagination was sharing some parts with reality. Illusion doesn't. Yes, it will share some parts with imagination, but it goes further. And after that, there's something that one name doesn't do. Fikr zikr. Because it's, we have to say it twice for you to understand. For us, it's the same. What is fikr? Fikr means thinking. And zikr, you know, zikr means repeating something. Fikr and zikr together will be what? Will be whatever I think and whatever I choose to think about. Which, in a way, I lose my choices. That's what it is. Zikr is that. Zikr is something that you choose to say, to repeat. And you don't choose really in reality someone else. The master will choose for you and will tell you, do it. You do it because you're told so. But you do it full-heartedly. This is not a slavery. You're not being punished. It's not that you don't want to do it, but you're forced to. You're forced to and you love it. Because you're silly. Yes, that's what it is. Being out of you. You're silly. You do something, somebody will give you a sentence meaningless and will tell you, repeat it 100 times. And you repeat it and you're happy. Because of this complication, you see that you choose to go there and you beg for that zikr. So you don't have any choice. And you will do it not the way you like it, the way you're told to. You see the dictatorship? But suddenly, it's not dictatorship because you love it. And guess what? It's only for you. Because that's the key that you're trying to make, which will open your personal gate to come out. The fellow who gave it to you was nice to you. It's not that he will gain something. The gain is yours. You're happy, but there is no choice. Do you understand that we kick someone out here? Huh? My logic, my intelligence, my lady up there. I get rid of that. That's what I do, the zikr. Because this one wants to chat, I will quiet it. This one wants to choose the stuff. I will shut it up. I even embrace something that this doesn't understand. But I do it full-heartedly. And I repeat full-heartedly, because if not, it doesn't work. We want to talk about all of that. So your fikr and zikr is that personal stuff. It's inside of you that is always happening. Is the main subject for you, and you repeat it and you're happy with it, and there is a deeper level, inshallah, you will sink in and you will realize the inner level. The fifth internal sense is apple. We call it intelligence.